They're planning the funerals in Uvalde, Texas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
You may cry because our hearts are broken. But you know what I also know and I also believe? God's heart is broken.
I was at a candlelight vigil last night.
More vigils are planned in the coming days. Right now, there are 21 small white crosses in front of that elementary school, each one with the name of an innocent child and those two heroic teachers.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Some parents who rushed to the school while the 18-year-old gunman was inside are questioning law enforcement response. Some considered going in on their own.
We know there was an engagement between a school police officer and the shooter first. Then he ran inside and barricaded. We know it was ultimately a BORTAC agent, a border agent, who then breached and killed the suspect. Speaking of which, he suffered a graze wound to his head. And I'm told he has staples in his scalp. That suspect shot at him millimeters away from killing him.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Uvalde. Democrats have renewed calls for stricter gun control, like tighter background checks. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer just said,
"These families, my colleagues, don't want thoughts and prayers. They want their elected leaders to respond to their suffering."
But Republican Senator John Kennedy says guns aren't the issue. He says it's like going after drunk driving. We don't get rid of cars, we go after drunk drivers. Michael Sussman, an ex-Clinton campaign lawyer, staying quiet at his trial, deciding not to testify in his defense. Fox's David Spun outside the courts.
Sussman is charged with lying to the FBI, specifically then FBI General Counsel James Baker. When he came to Baker in September 2016 before the election and said he had some information linking the Trump Organization and Russia.
He's accused of not disclosing to the FBI that he billed Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016 for his work giving the FBI that tip, alleging the Trump-Russia link. On Wall Street, a big surge. The Dow is up almost 500 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With police reform, another issue stalled in Congress. President Biden issued an executive order.
It creates a new national law enforcement and accountability database to track records of misconduct so that an officer can't hide the misconduct.
It also revises federal law enforcement use of force policies, banning chokeholds, restricting no-knock warrants, and mandating body cams on patrol. The order came 2 years to the day after a much-protested police killing that has a now ex-cop in prison for murder.
It was a large crowd Wednesday night at 38th in Chicago in Minneapolis, marking 2 years since the death of George Floyd. In 2020, that started with a police call about a fake $20 bill, ending with former officer Derek Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck. Charles McMillan witnessed it and testified in the case.
We made some progress, but not enough. And it takes a village to make the progress that we need.
The mayor and Floyd's family members also attending a candlelight vigil and commemorative street sign unveiled at that intersection, honoring George Floyd Square. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man in Massachusetts found adrift at sea 6 years ago, indicted for murdering his mom.
Legal experts say it may have taken so long to arrest 28-year-old Nathan Carman because his mother and the boat were never found, and argue it may have taken time to build a case around the murder and fraud charges he now faces. Carman made international headlines when he was found alone in a life raft near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts in 2016, 8 days after he left port with his mother, claiming she drowned when their boat took on water. Prosecutors allege he killed his mom to inherit millions of dollars.
That's Fox's Gianna Gelosi. There's a new allegation, several of them against actor Kevin Spacey. Prosecutors in Britain have charged him with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men dating back to 2005, 2008, and 2013. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.